Now for Wagoner's Walk. The woman's page goes to the printers a day early, so Wednesdays are less hectic for Liz than for most of the Herald staff.
You better hold it back for the moment, then, Morris. Yes? Well, you can phone it through tomorrow if you get confirmation. Oh, come on in, Liz. I'll leave it with you, then. Bye. How can I help you?
Well, I was wondering if I could help you. Do you need me for anything?
I don't think so, thanks. Dickens doing the amendments for the checkout column, isn't he?
Yes, he virtually runs it himself. I just keep an eye on him. If I'm not needed for anything, I'll be off to the public library.
Ah, more research for your mothers and daughters file?
I'm hoping to kill two birds, actually. Do some research and fix an interview with Monica Ridley's daughter.
Monica Ridley?
Mm-hmm. Woman who wrote all those popular schoolgirl stories back in the year dot. Polly Pride, Captain of the Fifth, complete with spiffing pranks and pigtails.
Oh, there's nothing you can tell me about Polly Pride. Sue's her greatest fan.
I wouldn't have thought it appealed to her generation.
Oh, yeah.
Or our mother's vintage, if not our grandmother's.
Ah, they've become junior cults since the BBC dramatised them.
Of course. Yeah. My lot are still a bit young for them.
Well, that should make an interesting subject. But I didn't know Sylvia Thackeray lived in this area.
She doesn't.
But she's her daughter, isn't she? I remember being interviewed on the box when the old girl died. Not that she's ever off the box for long.
Now, this is the other daughter, Thelma.
Oh, I didn't know there was another daughter.
Everyone says that. That's what intrigues me.
Oh, yeah.
Diane Austen put me onto it. She lives in her road. Apparently she's a bit of a loner. Not on the telephone either, unless she's ex-directory. But she does work part-time at the reference library.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, good luck, then. Have you managed to fix something?
Thanks.
Yes, maybe that's what I should turn my hand to, writing school yarns. At least I wouldn't have to wrestle with soft-core porn. Well, I don't know.
What?
Well, I sent in the first chapters of my latest literary effort, and, a new chap dealt with it. Says it doesn't conform to the bestseller recipe. You know, two-thirds violence plus a third of porn. Well, Graham Greene gets away with writing rather good thrillers without either, wouldn't you say?
Yes. So what are you going to do with it?
Oh, I've taken it away from them. Sent it off to Nicola Gould. She's with a publishing house in Bath now. Oh, well, I must get back to the work in hand. This won't get the Herald to bed.
Yes, I mustn't keep you.
Oh, by the way, Liz. What's all this about you asking Morris to dinner?
Has it hit the Nationals?
Do I smell Entente Cordiale?
I felt it was time one of us made an effort to calm things down. I didn't relish the thought of factions in the paper. And it was rapidly going that way, too.
Yes. Yes, I suppose I would have thought of something, but... Yes, it's better coming from you. Well done.
Say that after the dinner party. It may be a disaster.
Mr. Fitzgerald, please. Have you got your card?
Hello, George.
Oh, Claire, hello. I beg your pardon, I didn't see you.
That's a nasty cold you've got.
Yes, that's why I'm here. I think I caught it from Manjeet Patel.
Oh, you're taking the day off work, I hope.
Yes, I didn't want to spread it round the bank. Oh, you're not poorly too, are you?
No, I just dropped in to get a repeat prescription for Mike.
Oh, is he not well?
No, he's fine. We're all fine. It's just his usual pills.
You certainly look very bonny, if I may say so.
Thank you. Want to look after yourself.
Oh, I'm all right. I haven't been sleeping too well, that's all.
Oh, I am sorry.
Well, you know how it is when you've got things on your mind.
Is there anything I can help with?
Oh, no, thanks all the same. It's family problems.
Cliff and Shirley?
Oh, they've told you then.
Told me what?
About Kath's money.
No.
Oh. You were a good friend of Kath's, Claire. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Wrong? Well, about what?
Kath left a fair sum, and as she died intestate, well, it all came to me. Naturally, I want to see Shirley and Cliff all right, and it's my intention to do so, but well, I'm hanged if I'm going to hand over several thousand pounds for Cliff to squander. Is that what Kath would have wanted?
Well, no.
Exactly what I told them. If it was Shirley alone, I'd feel different, but that boy's got to settle to something. When you've finished that course, I told him, and found a decent job, Then I'll hand the money over, and not before. Excuse me.
How did he take that?
Oh, they won't even speak to me now. Not him, anyway. Cut me dead in the street yesterday. And it's only for their own good, Claire.
I do see that.
I know it sounds fanciful, but it's as though Kath was speaking to me sometimes, guiding my actions. And I'm not going to let her down, even if it would be easier to give in.
I'm sure it'll all blow over, George.
Oh, I wish I was. It was bad enough losing Kath, but at least there was still Cliff and Shirley. It meant a lot to me, that, having a family.
Can I help you?
Please. I believe a Miss Ridley works here in the reference library.
No, there's no one of that name here.
Are you sure? Thelma Ridley?
Miss Gough's name's Thelma, but there's no Ridleys that I know.
Which is Miss Gough?
I am.
Oh.
Can I help you?
She's looking for someone called Ridley.
All right, June, I'll deal with it.
She's the daughter of the novelist Monica Ridley. I was told that she worked here.
She does.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stupidly assumed that your name was Ridley.
Ridley was my mother's name. My father's name was Gough.
I see.
What did you want?
My name is Liz Warner. I'm woman's page editor of the Hampstead Herald. I don't know if you take the paper, but we're running a series of interviews with daughters of famous women. I was wondering if I...
I'm afraid I don't give interviews.
I hope that this time you might have made an exception.
I'm sorry, Miss Warner. I'm sure my sister Sylvia would be only too glad to speak to you. She's very accomplished at that kind of thing.
Over here, Shirley. There's a table.
Oh, thanks, Morris. Oh, dear, what a morning. Still, they warned me it was like a madhouse in accounts on Wednesday.
You're enjoying the work, though, eh?
Well, I shall do when I've got it all sorted out. I'm still having to check things every 5 minutes.
Well, according to Doug, you're catching on at lightning speed.
Oh, well, I'm not just a pretty face. Cheers.
Cheers. I hear you're doing an open university course, too.
Oh, that's better. Yes, it doesn't actually start till February. Huh? Although I'm going to meet my tutor counsellor tonight, along with my fellow students. Two ordeals in 1 week.
What course is it you're doing?
Foundation technology.
Technology?
Yeah.
I'd have thought that was more for men. What made you choose that?
Well, for one thing, I applied rather late. There were more vacancies on that course. It's a new course, too.
Ah.
But that wasn't all. I've always been more interested in science than the arts. I've got A-level physics and chemistry, you know.
Did you?
Yeah. And my bookkeeping experience should stand me in good stead for the maths. And anyway, it all seemed relevant to modern life. Some of the first blocks about energy in the home, and that's something I do want to know about. Not that I can understand half the stuff they sent me.
Well, I take my hat off to you. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks. Oh, it does feel good to be doing something at last.
Well, you haven't exactly been idle since I've known you.
Oh, I was doing the books and helping in the shop, but that wasn't very demanding. The only thing I could put my mind to was the question of having a baby or not having a baby. It took over my whole life.
You've given up the idea now?
I've decided to concentrate on something I might be more successful at. You know, Morris, I'm really looking forward to starting this course. Uh-huh. It's going to be good for me working at the Herald.
That's good for me, too.
Oh, hello.
Aren't you a lovely cat?
Me again, I'm afraid.
Miss Warner?
It's all right. I don't go in for foot-in-the-door tactics. I wasn't even going to ring the bell. I mean, I couldn't get this through the letterbox.
What is it?
It's some back numbers of the Herald. I hoped if you read the other interviews in my Mothers and Daughters series and saw how they were handled, you might change your mind.
You're wasting your time.
Well, won't you look at them at least before you make a firm decision?
That won't be necessary.
But it would be fair.
Because I have already read them. I take the Herald regularly. In fact, I'm quite an admirer of yours. Oh. I was glad when you took over the woman's page again. Your work has insight and integrity.
Well, then, surely, if you think that...
If I chose to be interviewed by anyone, Miss Warner, that person might well be you. The fact remains that I do not choose to be. Come on, Nero.
Well, I obviously can't force you.
Unlike my sister, I have never sought the limelight.
Which is precisely what makes you more interesting.
I promise you I'm not in the least bit interesting. I'm a spinster approaching retirement who lives with her cat. Scarcely the stuff good stories are made of.
What about your relationship with your mother?
My sister has said all there is to be said about my mother.
Has she?
Yes. And far more entertainingly than I ever could.
You know, Miss Goff, I've got three daughters of my own. They're all very small still, but they're very different. And I'm sure they see me in very different ways. If you were to talk to any one of them about me when they're older, you'd only see part of what I'm like. You'd need to talk to all three to find the complete person. Do you see what I'm getting at?
A quarter bottle of whiskey, please, Cliff.
Oh, it's you, is it?
Yes, I've got rather a nasty cold. Thought I'd dose myself up, have an early night. How are you and Shirley?
Well, Shirley's gone to her Open University evening.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice for her.
How's your TOTS course going?
Oh, I haven't chucked it in yet, if that's what you mean.
No, I didn't mean that.
Quarter bottle, you said?
That's right.
An expensive way of buying it, you know. But then, you can afford to chuck money about these days, can't you?
There's no need to take that attitude.
Oh, I see. You're the only one allowed to take attitudes, are you?
Cliff, I don't like having this terrible atmosphere between us.
Well, that makes two of us.
Well, can't we bury the hatchet then?
Oh, that's what you'd like to do, is it?
Of course.
Good. So what are you going to do about it, George? Will you be handing the cheque over to Shirley tomorrow?
That's not what I had in mind.
No, no, I didn't think it was.
I'm sorry, Cliff, but I stand by what I said.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Right, well, don't expect me to kiss and make up. I'll serve you your whiskey because it's my job, even though you don't approve of me working behind the bar.
That's not...
But that's all I'll flame him well do.
Double 304.
Hello, Mike. Liz here.
Oh, hello. Yes. Which hat are you wearing tonight? Warner or Tyson?
Half and half. It is social, but I don't think you're going to thank me for it. Would you and Claire come to dinner with Morris and Cressida next week? You can bring your little gavel and bang on the table if the conversation gets heated, or alternatively make innocuous small talk if the silences hang heavy.
Sounds like a must.
No, but seriously, could you face it?
Oh, we'd love to come, Liz. As a matter of fact, Claire was going to give you a ring this week. It's time we got together. Haven't seen Peter for ages. Well, not to talk to him properly.
No, nor have I. We spend most of our time passing in doorways.
Incidentally, did you manage to fix an appointment with Monica Ridley's mysterious daughter?
No. I tried to persuade her, but she wasn't having any.
Oh, pity.
Mm. Got a feeling we really missed something there.
Cliff? Cliff?
Yeah?
Oh, you're in bed already?
Well, it's gone midnight. Where were you?
Well, some of us went for a coffee after the meeting. There seemed no point in rushing back when you were at the pub.
I wasn't at the pub till now.
Oh, we got talking. They're ever such a nice crowd, Cliff. Well, don't you want to hear about it all?
Okay.
Oh, don't sound so interested, will you?
Well, it's late, Shirley.
All right, be like that.
Well, you don't have to be out at Enfield first thing in the morning.
Even if I did, I'd summon the energy to find out how you'd got on. I bet the others don't have to go back to total indifference.
Look, I'm not indifferent. I'm just tired, right?
Well, I'm not tired. I'm all excited because it's the most stimulating evening I've had in years, and I want to talk about
it. Well, talk about it, then. I'm not stopping you.
Oh, forget it.
Where are you going now?
To have a bath. And I'll be sleeping in the other room tonight, in case I disturb you. ¶¶